Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you again for joining us for another of our online Sunday services for the Lees Chapel. Don't know if you know this, but Wednesday this week marked the 100th day of lockdown, and I wonder how you're doing. I'm sure many of us are starting to struggle, or maybe we've been struggling for a while. Maybe you're struggling physically, emotionally, mentally. I'm sure if we're Christians this morning, all of us are struggling to one degree or another, spiritually struggling to keep going. It's hard, isn't it, when we're not able to join together and to encourage one another in our faith. Well, Hebrews chapter 10, a passage that I'd like to begin with, is a call really to keep going, to persevere in our faith. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19, we read, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Here the author of the book of Hebrews is telling us to persevere, to keep going in three different things, to keep going and persevere in drawing near to God. Wonderfully, we have access to his very presence through the blood of Jesus Christ. And he says, keep doing that, keep drawing near to God. He says, keep holding unswervingly to the hope we profess, the hope that is held out to us in the gospel, that one day we will be with the Lord forever. And he says, keep going in encouraging one another. Now he references their meeting together and not to give up doing that. Obviously that's not possible for us at the moment, but there's this idea of encouraging one another, spurring one another on. And hopefully this morning in some measure we can do all of those things. We can draw near to God. We can focus on the hope that we have in Christ. And we can think about, we can be inspired about how we might encourage and bless our brothers and sisters in Christ this week, even as we pick up the phone or write an email or send a text to somebody to ensure that they keep going in their faith, just as we seek to keep going in ours. Well, the first song that we're going to sing really reminds us that the Christian life is a journey. It's a hard journey at times. It's a tough journey. And it can be difficult to keep going. But with the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can do that. O Jesus, I have promised to serve you to the end. Be now and ever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if you are by my side, nor wander from the pathway if you will be my guide. And then the last verse says, oh, let me see your footmarks and in them place my own. My hope to follow truly is in your strength alone. Oh, guide me, call me, draw me, uphold me to the end. And then in heaven receive me, my Saviour and my friend. So please sing that song that reminds us of the journey that we're on and the strength that the one we're following is willing to give us. So please pause the recording and use the links that have either been emailed to you or on the Facebook page of the church to listen to that song or to sing that song for yourself. Well, I'm going to pray now, praising God that we have this wonderful access to him through the Lord Jesus Christ, thanking him for this hope that we have and praying that he would encourage us as we meet in our homes around the Word of God, and that he would be with us and that we would know his presence as he speaks to us. Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for these wonderful words. We thank you that we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. Thank you that even now we can come into the Holy of Holies, Thank you that we can come into the very presence of God, into the presence of a holy God, into the presence of a righteous God, a God who is clothed in splendor. Thank you that because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we don't have to fear being consumed or judged for our sin. Thank you that His blood covers our sin, that because of Him we are righteous and spotless and blameless in Your sight. Thank you that our hearts can be sprinkled. Thank you that we can be cleansed in our consciences. Thank you that Jesus Christ has paid the penalty for our sin, that we might come boldly before You. And Father, that is what we want to do. We want to come and bring You our praise. We want to come and thank You for being the God that You are, the faithful God that You are, the God of the gospel, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hasn't spared His only Son, but gave Him up for us, that we might be reconciled to You, that we might be friends of God, that we might have this eternal hope that one day we will be in Your presence forever. Father, we must confess that during this lockdown period we have struggled maybe to keep going. We have struggled to persevere as we lose those rhythms that we usually have in our lives, those rhythms of meeting together on a weekly basis. It's disturbed us, it's disrupted our spiritual lives and those patterns that we had in place. And so, Father, we come to You this morning looking for Your grace, looking for Your strength, that very strength that hymn spoke about. Father, we know without the Lord Jesus Christ, we won't be able to follow Him faithfully. Father, we know there are so many temptations, so many powers without us and within us that would seek to draw us away from walking in Your ways. So, Father, come and meet with Your people today. Encourage them. Father, may You inspire us to encourage one another. Maybe something will have spoken to us from this service. May we pick up the phone to somebody or send a message to somebody to encourage them with that truth, whatever it may be. Father, at this time, more than ever, we as Your people need You. We need Your Holy Spirit. We need You to meet with us. And so pray that You would do that in a powerful way, even this morning, as we worship You in our homes. Pray for those who don't have anyone else there to worship with. Pray that You would meet with them and that they might know Your presence powerfully and poignantly. So Heavenly Father, bless this time. May You use it to build up Your people. And as You build up Your people, may we glorify You with our lips and our lives. In Jesus' name, Amen. Well, that first song that we just sung reminded us that the Christian life is a journey. It's a tough journey. It's a difficult journey. And our next song picks up really on that theme. It says, scars and struggles on the way. It's hard. Life is tough. Scars and struggles on the way. But with joy, our hearts can say, never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did You leave us on our own. You are faithful. God, You are faithful. From the vantage point of eternity, when we stand before the throne of God, we will see the way that God kept us and preserved us throughout all of our lives, so that we would be able to stand before Him on that final day. So I invite you to pause the recording and to sing this song. Never once did You forsake us. Never once did You leave us on our own. You are indeed a faithful God. So please sing or listen to that song now. Well, we're going to look together at God's Word now. So if you have a Bible in front of you, please turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians. And we're back in that book. It's been a few weeks since we were there last. We're now into chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians. You may remember that last time we were in this book, we were in the end of chapter 3. And Paul was praying for the Thessalonians, praying for their love, that it might overflow, increase and overflow, and praying that they would be strengthened so that they could be blameless and holy in the presence of God on that final day. So he was praying for their love and he was praying for their holiness. And now as we come into chapter 4, he's going to pick up on those two themes of holiness and love, and he's going to exhort the Thessalonians in that respect to live holy lives and to continue to live lives of love. So let me read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and beginning at verse 1. Paul says, as for other matters, brothers and sisters, we instructed you how to live in order to please God. as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honourable, not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. The Lord will punish all those who commit such sins, as we told you and warned you before. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being, but God, the very God who gives you His Holy Spirit. Now, about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Well, that passage, you could say, is really about our progress. It's about keeping going in our holiness and in our love. And so, with that in mind, I want to pray a prayer that's really about keeping going. It's about God working in our lives so that more and more we're sanctified, more and more we resemble the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a prayer taken from the Valley of Vision, a collection of Puritan prayers, and it's a prayer entitled The Nevers of the Gospel. So as we come to this passage, let me pray, and maybe this is a prayer that you could echo in your own heart as well. O Lord, may I never fail to come to the knowledge of the truth, never rest in a system of doctrine, however scriptural, that does not bring or further salvation, or teach me to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, or help me to live soberly, righteously, godly. May I never rely on my own convictions and resolutions, but be strong in you and in your might. May I never cease to find your grace sufficient in all my duties, trials, and conflicts. May I never forget to repair to you in all my spiritual distresses and outward troubles, in all of the dissatisfactions experienced in creature comforts. May I never fail to retreat to Him who is full of grace and truth, the friend that loves at all times, who is touched with feelings of my infirmities and can do exceeding abundantly for me. May I never confine my religion to extraordinary occasions, but acknowledge you in all my ways. May I never limit my devotions or to particular seasons, but be in your fear all the day long. May I never be godly only on the Sabbath or in your house, but on every day abroad and at home. May I never make piety a dress, but a habit. Not only a habit, but a nature. Not only a nature, but a life. Do good to me by all your dispensations, by all means of grace, by worship, prayers, praises. And at last, let me enter that world where is no temple, but only your glory and the Lamb's. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, please now pause this recording. Go over to our Facebook page, the Leeds Chapel Facebook page, to listen, to watch this morning's message, The Crunch of Holiness on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Well, we have been thinking this morning of the Christian life as a journey, and in that message we were thinking about our progress in holiness and love. But the final song that we're going to sing reminds us that one day this journey will be over, that we really will have arrived. In this life we will never be perfect. In this life we will never be as holy as the Lord Jesus Christ. But one day we will be. One day the battle with sin that sometimes seems to rage will be over. All of the warring with our own lusts and desires and temptations, all of that will be done away with as our final song recognizes. It says, I will see you as you are, love you with unsinning hearts. No more tears, no more shame, no more sin and sorrow ever known again. No more fears, no more pain. We will see you face to face. So as we close this time together, let's remind ourselves, yes, there is a battle. Yes, this life is hard. Yes, it is tough to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. But one day there will be this endless hallelujah that will resound from our hearts, that will resound from our mouths as we dwell in the presence of God forever as His perfect, spotless people. Well, let me pray as you go into a new week. Pray for God's grace to be upon you. Pray for God's grace to sustain you. And pray that you might know growth in your holiness and in your love. So Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you that we have a hope. Thank you that there will be a day when the battle, the fight with sin will be done away with forever. Thank you that there will be a day when we will experience your love perfectly and we will love you perfectly in return. Thank you that there will be a day where there will be no more bitterness or impatience or lust or anger or resentment in our hearts. Father, thank you that there will be a day when we will live in perfect communion with you and our brothers and sisters around the throne. But we know that before that day, there is much to be done, much progress to be made. And so we pray that you would help us. Help us this week just to keep going. Help us to keep drawing near to you. Help us to keep holding unswervingly to the hope that we profess in Jesus Christ. Help us to encourage one another. While we're not able to meet physically, pray that you would help us to do that via technology, bumping into each other, even meeting up in each other's homes according to the new guidelines. Father, help us to keep going as your people. Give us the grace, give us the strength. May we know your love day by day. May we rejoice in all that you have done for us and all that you will do for us at the coming of Jesus Christ. So, Father, bless and keep and hold and preserve your people now in this coming week and in the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen.